USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The coronavirus is being watched as it's accelerated its spread in China, now with 56 deaths. The United States consulate has said it will evacuate all personnel and private citizens from that area aboard a charter flight. China's health minister said the country is now entering a crucial stage as it seems like the ability of the virus to spread is getting stronger. The United States has now confirmed cases in Seattle, Chicago, and most recently, Southern California. Canada has added that it has discovered its first case, a man in his 50s who was in Wuhan before flying back to Toronto. At least two people were killed and at least seven injured in a shooting at a bar in South Carolina. The conditions of those injured aren't immediately clear. More information will be released later today. The shooting was in Hartsville, about 25 miles northwest of Florence. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Joe Biden continues to lead the Democratic presidential field in a new national poll as we hear from USA's Chris Barnes.
The former vice president ranked first in the latest ABC News Washington Post poll. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders close second. The poll says Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren has lost some support in recent weeks, while numbers are rising for former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and tech entrepreneur Andrew Yang. I'm Chris Barnes.
Ford Motor Company will pay at least $30 million in a proposed settlement over a class action lawsuit relating to failing transmissions in its Fiesta and Focus vehicles. The lawsuit represents nearly 2 million owners and former owners of the cars, in addition to the $30 million in cash reimbursements. There will also be an easier process for people to get compensated and a simplified buyback program for defective vehicles. Ford spokesman T.R. Reid said the company believes the settlement is fair and reasonable and expects it will be approved during the final hearing on February 28th. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Grammy Awards hit the stage tonight, and Lizzo is up for awards in 8 categories, including Record, Album, and Song of the Year. Lil Nas X was nominated 6 times, as was Billie Eilish, who at 18 is the youngest artist in the history of the Grammys to earn nominations in the top 4 categories. The Recording Academy will also honor slain rapper Nipsey Hussle, who could win the Grammy for Best Rap Performance. Usher and Sheila E. will perform a salute to Prince, who died in 2016, and Aerosmith will perform some of its greatest hits. Huey Lewis and the News has a new album coming out called Weather in February. However, Huey, in an interview on CBS's This Morning, said he'll never be able to perform again on stage due to a common problem for rock and roll bands.
You know, I lost my hearing almost 2 years ago now. I had lost my right ear. I was diagnosed with a thing called Meniere's disease.
Lewis, who is now 69, has spent a lot of time recently in the hospital being examined by doctors. He says he can't sing not because of his voice, but because of losing his hearing. Meniere's disease is not something remedied with hearing aids alone. The group Huey Lewis and the News, which had been on the road together for over 40 years, had to cancel all future tours. Later in the interview, Huey said, "The heart of rock and roll is still beating. Unfortunately, I can't hear it." For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.